solution. Think of five point of view revolution. Smart and green at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled.
Welcome, 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 Revelation Revolution, where we invite you to be part of the solution. It's May 21st, and open lines, call in. I want to talk about what we can do. Powers. I look at these really terrific people. Lawyer Robert Barnes, the doctors, McCullough, and you know, all the people that we're looking to help us have an out to COVID and everything else that's going on, the world, international health regulations that they're trying to vote and, you know, override the Constitution with the treaty, which, of course, you can't do because your only oath is to uphold and defend the Constitution. So when you look at what real power is, it's doing what's right and constructive for our benefit. So that means upholding and defending the Constitution, not bending over to a World Health Organization or a United Nations. It means educating yourself on how your body works, not waiting for a doctor, even great doctors, to tell you how to fix it. If you understand the simplicity, you are a God machine. Your body has pathogens and parasites and things that get in there, toxins, poisons that cause your body not to work properly. You become a man at dis-ease as opposed to being at ease. So why don't we just kill the pathogens? That's why they wouldn't allow ivermectin. It so easily kills COVID because COVID is a man-made structure. It's a, you know, I call it a spinning ball of death, but, you know, it's man-made, so it's not, it's fragile. With God's tools. Now, as far as man's tools, no. All they've got is ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, tetracycline, you know, any kind of zinc ionophores that push zinc into the cell and stop the replication of the pathogen, of the weapon, but it doesn't remove it from the body. See, the trick is you got to get it out. I'm sorry, I got a caller, but I missed that first name. Okay, I got Robert in Nevada. Hang on, Robert, just let me finish up here what I'm trying to point out, and then, yeah, call in, 512-248-8252, and I promise I won't be super long-winded. But the gist of it is we are listening to people tell us what they think as opposed to looking at what God made. He made the unit. He said in Genesis 1:29 how to take care of it. I've given you the herb and the seed thereof, and these shall be as meat for you. And Revelation 22:2, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. And so when we use his tools, we can actually remove this from the body. But anyway, the other thing is with the legal, I look at Robert Barnes talking about how this, they're not really doing the treaty right now. This is, you know, you get into this and then you've got 6 months to get out. But it's not binding, and they want to wear the people out. And you notice with, like, the Canadian bus trucker strike, they just wear you out and then sweep in on the people who bothered to try, like the January 6th people. Still rotting in jail because these people aren't afraid of us. And I'm not talking about being afraid of being physically assaulted. They're not afraid of us waking up. They're not afraid of us standing up and keeping our money in our pocket, keeping our children in our homes, boycotting big business, turning off that media, and, you know, starting to build again, starting to be constructive again, starting to live the way a man lives. We're men. We're supposed to bump into each other, communicate with each other, you know, build together. We're not supposed to be like going to cubicles and like typing on our little unit and building somebody else's dream and be so unfulfilled all the time that all we want to do is escape, so that what Yuval Noah Harari says, we'll control them. We'll just give them drugs and video games. It's working. He's said, what are you going to do with all these useless people? Well, I mean, it's kind of true, isn't it? If all you do is suck off the system or not produce anything that's real. If you work for the government, I mean, I'm sorry, but if you don't produce something that you can sell for a buck, you're in a useless existence. I mean, that's the bottom line. If a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. Work means that you provide something with your energy that someone else would want or that you can use to sustain yourself. If you are not in that position, you need to get there real fast. Anyway, so we've got Robert on the phone. Robert, come on in. Robert in Nevada.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Couple things. Number one, I've got a couple of health problems going on. I wondered if I left my phone number with the producer, could I have you give me a call after the show to discuss some things?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's fine. Go ahead and do that.
Okay, I'll do that. And then the other thing is you always ask about solutions. I am just bought some property down in Elizabeth County outside of El Paso. So I plan on living down there to get out of the damn city. And I also want to grow a garden as well and maybe having some chickens and turkeys and stuff so I can be as self-sufficient as possible. That's my game plan for the immediate future. It will not be safe being in the city.
No, it won't. And everybody keeps trying to blame God. And it's like, gee whiz, folks. Can't you see this is what we're doing to ourselves? If we just change what we were doing, if we had the vision that he set forth for us, instead of the vision on the tell-lie vision that they set forth, that, food shortages are coming. Shoot, man, we're in spring. Everybody plant something. It's called Victory Gardens. Yeah. Dashas, they call them in Russia. Come on now.
Exactly. Agreed.
So what do we do to stimulate people to start to take action, to feel like they have a sense of, you know, to understand the power that they have? You know, I was listening to the last show, and if you don't listen to Republic on the weekends, you're just nuts. Chris Switzer, I'm just going to kind of continue from where he was talking, but the gist of it is we are obliged to be constructive, to obey God. We've got a group of people who are telling us to do the exact opposite. And if we don't start doing what's productive, they're going to win. They're winning because as we complain about what they're teaching our children, what are your children doing in their schools? They don't even teach them cursive anymore. No Shakespeare because they don't have the vocabulary for it. Excuse me? You mean you don't teach them the vocabulary? You mean you don't teach them phonics so that they can read beyond the fourth grade level, so that they don't struggle and hate school, hate reading, you know, chemistry. You better be able to use phonics to sound out words if you want to go to medical, you know, do any kind of medical endeavor or any kind of, you know, anything. And that's what I mean. These people are only doing what we're allowing them to do. It's not the Jews running the porn and the media out of Hollywood. It's you letting your children watch it. I just didn't let my children watch it. I didn't care what people called me. My children are whole and competent and sane, because they were never exposed to all those lies. If you look at Amish people, what are the Jews doing to the Amish? Nothing. Because the Amish just don't deal with them. Come out of her, my people. Be separate. Just don't deal with these people. Let's start dealing with each other in our local communities. Find, you're moving out to the country. You might maybe grow some food, trade with the local guy that does electrical so he can put electric in your greenhouse or whatever. You know, we can be creative, but we have to start living again. This thing we're doing, this isn't living. It hasn't been living for a long time. So, I mean, it's existing. But everybody, you know, you look at how all the miserable people, all the anger and the road rage, and I'm not talking about just the extra 5G they're ramping up or the chemicals and stuff they're putting in your food and, you know, like the lead made the inner city blacks more violent and they put lead in the fuel. You know, it's like Romans put lead in the aqueducts when it was time to burn Rome down. Everybody starts acting crazy. Well, now they just got a shot. They just shoot it right in your arm. I mean, wait till they start pulsing those 5Gs. If they do the 5G, I think it's 18 gigahertz for 1 minute pulses, 3 pulses with a space in between, that activates the Ebola that you took when you took those shots. That's that spinning ball of death. MERS, SARS, AIDS, Ebola. the sensation one protein spike with human glycoprotein 41 and 120, which is 8. That's why everybody's losing their immune systems. Oh, we're so confused. This is what I mean. Even the top doctors. Oh, we don't understand it. Why not? I mean, there's patents for the stuff. They wrote papers on what they were doing. You can see what they built. And, you know, you have some of them that are putting, you know, part of it out there. But the whole point is, if we understood how our bodies worked, we never would have been scared into getting a vaccine for a virus, a respiratory virus. You can't have a vaccine to the common cold. The common cold has a function in your body. It is to clear you out. Diarrhea, throwing up, rash, fever, all these things remove toxins from your body. If you won't detox, you won't take some clay, some Perrier calcium bentonite clay, thepowerhour.com, they've got calcium bentonite clay. You take it, quarter of a cup of clay, 2 cups of water, stir it up, leave it in the sunshine for 15, 20 minutes to make sure it's all, and stir it again. Put a plastic top on it, not metal, and then you eat like a tablespoon every day. Don't take it near pharmaceutical drugs. If you're on pharmaceutical, it's going to snatch poison. Is poison. It's going to snatch poison out. It's going to snatch metals out. You're breathing all kind of, if you haven't taken a flashlight lately and pointed it straight up in the air, you are swimming in a sea of, it's like, you know how when you shake out a dirty carpet and there's dust all over? Shine a light straight up at night, and you will be so mad, and you're breathing it, and they just keep doing it. You know why? Because we keep giving them money, because we keep doing what they say, because we keep giving them access to our children so they can glean the best and the brightest of our children and pull them into doing this. I was a drug rep selling poison because this is where I was. You know, I wanted to be a doctor, but I wanted to be a mom too, so I figured I didn't want to go to med school, spend all that time, and, you know, have to worry about paying back bills. And so I was a drug rep. Well, I didn't know I was killing people. I didn't know all you needed for arrhythmias is 500 milligrams of magnesium for the most part. I mean, you know, it's just simple things. And that's why I'm saying this is how we take our power back. Learn how the body works. Detox the body, kill the pathogens, nourish it. Whole food nutrients, not, you know, crappy store Walmart vitamins, not that. You know, carrot juice. I mean, apple juice. I mean, you could run stuff through a juicer. You could wheatgrass juice. Just run it through, drink the juice, spit it. You don't swallow the grass. It'll gum up your stomach. But, you know, same thing with legal. Kelby Smith, the gentleman before was talking about Kelby Smith and Roger Sales. And, you know, but this is the truth. God created each and every one of us. No, there's no man that made you. How in the world does anybody have a lien on your life? It's unalienable. They're unalienable. You can't put a lien on what's mine. And you can't have a claim on it unless I give you a claim on it, a contract. I sell you myself for whatever, indentured servitude or whatever. I have a right to sell my labor. But nobody can enslave you unless you let them. And most of this comes down to ignorance and cowardice. So I'm just hoping people start, now that you see, like that pastor, in Alabama that won his case, they told him, Tony Spell, they told him he couldn't have church. He's like, Walmart's open. What do you mean I can't have church? They sued him. And he won in the Louisiana Supreme Court. And they went against the governor. You know, so if we just fight, that's how you fight. Expose and overturn. No guns, no yelling, no protesting. I'm not begging. I'm telling you how it is. And that's what we need to do. Take this information to your local sheriff. The information that Thomas Renz has, Renz-Law.com. Thomas Renz, an attorney who thought this was all crazy till he started looking into it, and he's got the Defense Medical Surveillance System database, and it's like 43,000 dead soldiers or family members within 5 days of the shot, or I can't remember. I haven't looked at the study recently, but, I mean, go and check it out and then take that to the sheriff. Hold, look, they're murdering people. You're the sheriff. Now, you're going to have to do something about it, just like the Congress. Well, they're letting in all these people. I don't see the Congress, anybody in the Republican side, saying, hey, how about you shut the borders? Hey, how about you uphold Article 1, Section 8 and 9? The only damn thing you're supposed to do is defend against insurrection, which they let go with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and now the invasion, and everybody just stands there. We've got to take – that's how you put heat on them, and you have to put heat – because they've got all the blackmail on them. Remember, they haven't released Ghislaine Maxwell's black book Jeffrey Epstein's black book. So these guys are still all blackmailed. They're not more afraid of what's going to come out about them raping and killing children than they are of you, who are sitting on your butt, still giving them your money, still doing what they say, still giving them access to your children and your children's mind. Turn off that idiot box. You should not have phones to your children. They're full of radiation. The children's, your skulls are thinner as a child. You're seeing this explosion in cancer. Well, duh. So we have to just start respecting what we are. We are man and woman on this earth created by a God in heaven. We function electrically and spiritually. And this is one of the things, if you haven't gone to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. I'll say that again, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. That's Clay Clark's site. That is the breakdown of the patents for creating COVID. One of them that he talks about is 2008, how to destroy the God gene, the connection to God in your children. I mean, who researches stuff like that? Oh, people that names the light thing inside the vaccine Luciferase. They named the House resolution House Bill 666, House Bill 6666. Yeah, people like that. The Lucifer telescope that the Vatican has, you know, down in like Arizona, New Mexico. You know, they're putting it in your face, but because they took Jesus out of school, they took the Bible out of school, so your school turned into a real education, his story, history. And now you got no education. They can't even read and write. And they kill their babies and lie to their parents and have a tranny closet where they can change their clothes so they can be a girl for the day. Or just pretend to be a girl and rape the girls in the bathroom. You know, we're allowing all this. So I want people to understand and to just take a hold of your power. Quit being afraid. Quit worrying about being different. That's the point of being a man. Each one of us is supposed to be us, you know, the man. I'm supposed to be me. You're supposed to be you. That expression in and of itself, that's the beauty. That's the beauty. Not we all dress the same or carry the same bag or purse or drink the right beer or smoke. You know, no, you do what you like, what feels good to you. You like what you like. And then you, that frequency, that there's a frequency in your DNA. There's a frequency in the energy that you expend in life. There are some people that vibrate a very base frequency. That's the frequency that these demons are feeding off of. That's why they want us fighting with each other, bickering with each other. You know, the Jews did this. The blacks did this. Wait a minute. I'm black and Jew. I think from my French ancestry, that's, you know, they got names like Samuel. Anyway, I got another caller coming in. Was there anything you wanted to finish up with? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to babble on that long, but that's just me. Robert's gone. Andy? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Andy? Is Andy still here? Okay, we're going to a break. Andy, we'll see you on the other side, and I'll go straight to you. 512-248-8252, and I'll talk to you on the other side.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We should never be afraid to die.
That's right. And if we do not unite in truth, we are going to lose as a nation. Now, God's children, we flourish through all of this. Though 1,000 die at your left hand and 10,000 at your right, you walk right on through. If you respect the truth, you have all the power of the truth. This is your unit, your God machine. You can treat your body the way God says to treat it, or you can treat it the way man says to treat it. He says the life is in the blood and don't mix the seed. They say, here, have some monkey virus, some monkey kidney tissue, some hamster ovary tissue. How about a little monkey pox, you know? How about a little? Well, I mean, whose fault is that? You sign a release form when you go in and you get those vaccines, those shots. They're not even vaccines. If they were vaccines, you would never need another one. If you need a booster, it's because it didn't work. Your normal immune system is perpetual. It's forever. And so anyway, Andy, we got Andy from Texas. Come on in. How are you doing, honey?
Well, hey, Lauren, thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, your bump, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
So your bumper music, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's awesome. Your voice is awesome. No, your bumper music at the top of the hour, you know, is Don't Get Fooled Again. Well, we've been fooled about 9,000 times already, so they figured out it's pretty easy to fool us. And you know, you're in a really good position.
It's easy to fool anybody that doesn't love the truth, because your foundation is whatever they say at the moment. Whatever the media told you you're supposed to think about or talk about at the water cooler, that's what you think about and talk about. You know,
exactly,
you don't really care.
Exactly. Yeah, so we've been fooled. Well, I mean, overall, we've been fooled thousands of times. But having said that, you know, you're in a good position where you live at, what you got going on. You've got your own food. You made that very clear to everybody and stuff. But my biggest concern right now is that people aren't taking this food shortage thing very serious. And we know that Henry Kissinger came out and said, I think it was Henry Kissinger, he came out and said, whoever controls the food controls the people. And there's other scenarios. Whoever controls the money controls the people. Whoever controls the air controls the people, you know. But one of them was the food.
Well, and whoever controls and right the energy controls the country, and they're cutting off our pipelines with their
exactly.
Pumping.
Exactly. And so, so all of those wonderful little statements that these people who are doing this to us said are actually coming true, and they're hitting us from every side. Here's my biggest concern. We have some very large cities, from L.A., Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, New York, Miami, Houston, all these places, and there's a whole bunch of people in there. When these stores run out of food, I don't know if you've seen some videos from Sri Lanka. I don't know if you've seen some videos from Iran.
I've seen them.
But when...
Woo! Yeah, yep, that's why you live in the country and you have a, you know, garden.
Exactly. No, exactly. But see, nobody got this. Nobody got the memo. So the whole thing is a farce right now. So we can't say, well, go get a garden, go fix it. Yeah, we can't do that. That's not a remedy right
now.
Well,
sure, you can. You can sprout if you're in an apartment.
No. Not if you live in a high rise, and not if you live in a high rise in downtown LA.
You can take a mason jar and you can put bean sprouts, mixed sprouts.
You're giving these people too much credit, Lauren. You're giving them too much credit.
But here's the thing. It's like those people in China that are climbing down ropes to get out of the apartment buildings. They're climbing down cloth ropes.
Rope ladders. Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Oh, my God. They're really going to just starve out 200 million people in front of everybody and just see if you'll sit. Well, you tolerated them cutting up babies for spare parts and to put some collagen in your lips. So you have a great pucker. I mean, you know, we're sick folks. So it's happening, and it's not God doing it. It's us doing it. And if we turn around, repent,
absolutely,
and go back, hear His word, and that's all we got to do. And He didn't say everybody. He said, if my people who are called by my name will repent and return to me, I will heal their land. You need a people that will model behavior.
The problem is, Lauren, is nobody knows God. Nobody. Think of all these people who are out there. There's not a ton of them.
Well, because God is true. Listen. People are telling you there's 58 genders. What do you know? You know there's two genders.
There's two.
Now, a gender is not the same thing as sex by definition. Sex is XX and XY, female and male. Gender is whatever they say, because it's a bunch of BS. Mm. My point is, if you want to live in BS world with the Supreme Court justice who doesn't know what a woman is, well, I'm not a biologist. Well, what the hell are you doing on the Supreme Court, woman? I mean, you know, letting pedophiles go, and this is who you're going to have sitting up there. You going to do what she says? Well, that's your own damn fault. If you're stupid enough to do what these people tell you to do unto death, you don't deserve to be here. That's the whole point of him saying, I'm a jealous God. Have no other gods before me. The God is truth. Now, the truth is, if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat, and if there's no food in the pantry, all your feelings aren't going to put some there. So,
this is where I was going. Yeah, this is where I was going. So the lack of food that comes up in these big cities and whatnot, that's going to turn people into cannibals. That's going to turn people into angry people. It's going to cause a whole lot of chaos and that's going
to
reach
hold on,
outside
hold on
the
to
city.
The other side. Hold on with the chaos to the other side. Phone number 512-248-8252. Come on in if you want to call and chat, and we'll see you on the other side.
Take its toll if you could. I think a switch and open your third eye. It's either, but we should never be afraid to die.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided.
That's right, folks. Undivided from the truth. That's the only way that we can save this place. Hey, Andy, continue with what you were saying, hon.
Oh, okay. So what I was getting at is that, you know, in these big hubs, these big cities, what is there, 12 million in New York? And there's, what, 9 million in L.A. County or whatnot? We got all these different, and then we got 350 million people in this country, all right? And when the stores start going empty, Sri Lanka is going to be a dream. Those train robberies that happened in California where people were stealing big screen TVs and FedEx, you know, all this stuff that the trains just stopped. Did you see those videos, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the...
Throw the police up.
Yeah.
But they're being allowed to do this. Here's the thing that's different between me and everybody else at this point.
But I'm saying...
They're allowing
this to happen
so they could put it on
absolutely.
TV so that our minds cogitate on that instead of thinking, hey, I want to see
absolutely.
Bill Gates in a cage. I want to see Fauci in
me
a
too.
Cage. I want to see this transportation secretary and the border people. It's time for some people to start getting in trouble or get out of the job.
Yeah, but...
who's
going to do
just
it?
Just sit here and keep
who's
giving
gonna
the money
do
and
it?
Doing what they say.
Who's
well,
going to
no,
do it?
My point is,
it's going to have to be you and me.
My point is, if you go to the sheriff with the people who are being murdered, I mean, I went to the sheriff with the smallpox. Remember they wanted to do the smallpox vaccine. I put on a suit like I was going to, like I was drug repping, and I went on over to the sheriffs and the local police chiefs and all the people they were trying to vaccinate and explain to them the dangers of getting smallpox vaccine. You know, it's like polio. The only people that have it are the people that took the shot. Okay, you have an immune system.
Exactly.
Normally, people handle these pathogens. It's not a big deal. COVID, 99.997% of children survive just fine. You know, and now they look at the kids they've given the shot, and there's, you know, they're killing all these kids.
So,
liver failure.
Yeah, but so the whole point of the matter is that we're going to have 350 million people, and out of those 350 million people, maybe 50 million people are self-sustaining. So you're going to have 300 million people running around trying to find food. And most of these people wouldn't know how to grow a garden. If they watched the damn video, they still wouldn't know how to do it.
If we let it get to that point, then we get to kill each other. That's what they want.
Coming to that
point. If we just sit here while they're telling us there's going to be food shortages, and we still won't go see our sheriff about, hey, they're killing people with this COVID. If they had not locked this country down for 2 years and the world down, we wouldn't have this situation. So you go to the sheriff and say they caught it.
Not bought by George Soros.
the whole
country's been bought off.
He needs to be arrested. There's multiple countries he'd be arrested if he set foot in. Well, why aren't we one of them?
Exactly, but there you go. He's never been prosecuted. This guy has done so much damage. He's paying for these refugees to come up from New Mexico and stuff.
And this
Mexico.
Is my point. They're busy freezing Russian billionaire bank accounts and Russian citizens taking their boats.
So, but how?
And this is my point.
That,
we have to put
Lauren?
The pressure on them. Say it again.
How do you fix? Yes, I said. How do you fix that though? There's no organization out there that'll go arrest any of these people.
The easiest way to fix it is keep your money in your pocket, keep your children in your home. Okay, quit giving them money.
Yeah, make sure you got money though.
Quit giving them access to your children. Work with your neighbors. I buy beef from the neighbor. Yeah. I buy, you know.
And your money is gold and silver, though, people.
Well, gold, silver,
currency
land, and cattle.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And the other thing is, get out your 401k money and do something with it while you still can. If you haven't noticed, the stock market's being deflated. They're stealing. They're robbing
everything
you blind.
Everything is being robbed right now. This is perfect. I got to let you go because you got other
callers.
Well,
but here's the thing. If they're robbing you, do you leave your money with them?
Hell no.
Okay, if you're damaging children, do you leave your children with them?
Why would you keep taking their kids to school? Yeah, no.
But this is my point. There's plenty of teachers that didn't want to take the jab. That means you know they're healthy because even if they got the spike protein shed on them, they have an immune system. The people that took the shots, those people are the ones with the VAIDs, with the vaccine-induced AIDS. And they're admitting it.
Yeah.
They're saying, if you took one shot, you're down 50%. Two shots, down to 25%. Three shots, then the fourth shot, you're down to no immune system. You have to take their pill, the PAX. If you haven't seen the movie Serenity, watch it. It's funny because they talk about the PAX. Yeah. Oh, the PAX. We put it out there because we wanted to calm people down, and they just laid down and died. And they named it Paxlovid, $527 for a five-day treatment, and if you get off, you die. Woo!
Well,
the
worst thing they've done,
they're laughing their butts off, and they ought to be.
Well, the worst thing they've done so far is given AstraZeneca and Johnson to these younger kids. The five-year-olds and stuff, and these people, their livers are dissolving, and the parents should really be held accountable for that. Well, the people who gave them the shot should be held accountable. The people who made
parents,
the shot should be held accountable.
What do you mean the parents should be held accountable? Those are their dead kids. They've got all the accountability, and none of the benefit.
Well, no, but the parents
got the money. Moderna's got the
murder.
Money. They're all laughing. They got their souls to pay for their Satanist energy. I mean, you know,
we know about these shots.
That's what I'm saying. The only way for us to win is to stop playing their game and start playing God's
Absolutely.
Game. Yahweh's game is
Absolutely.
Simple.
And
be productive. I feel like being a cheerleader.
Let's leave it at that, but let me say this real quick, okay? Look, so my whole purpose of bringing up all these big cities with a bunch of hungry people coming out, there's your zombie apocalypse. There's why they've been playing all these zombie movies and stuff. That's why you have, you know, Zombieland and all these other different movies and stuff. And it's not about actual zombies. These people want to eat you. Well, what did they
do in the zombie movies?
They want to eat you.
It is about actual zombies, though. One of those things that they can do with those 5G towers, absolutely, man. If you took that shot, they can separate. Basically, it's like a lobotomy. You separate the frontal brain from the midbrain. I think there's rabies and something. And I can't even follow it all at this point.
Yeah,
I just know.
These people
will not be in control of themselves. One of the things they can do with vaccinated people is with the hookup, the neural net, they can steer you around like a robot. They do it with roaches. They do it with, you know, they can, That's what they've done. They've that uplink that forms, you know how you saw people showing basically the uplink forming in your body, and it's perfect right angles, and the dot in the middle, it looks just like a computer switchboard thing.
You know,
the ones with all the different stuff.
Yeah, we got a little soldered wires going to all these different areas. Yeah. It's a computer chip.
Yeah, and that's what it looks like, because that's what it's built to do. And so you are the uplink. You are the booster that you put in your house if you don't get a good signal? So you put this booster in there, the box that makes it so you can use the internet in your house. I forget what it's called, but
I'll tell you what. Well, 5G's got a dial on it, though. They can go from 1 to 5, from what I understand. So 5G
Well, yeah, and they can tune it. My point is, if they tune it to that 18 megahertz. I was going to say, if they tune it to that 18 hertz, do a one-minute pulse of that 18 gigahertz, then they give it a break, do it again, and then do it again, that opens up the envelope that holds Ebola that's inside the people that took the shot. So if you're aware the frequency is hitting you, you're going to be affected. And they can, instantly everybody's falling down. You know what I mean? And actually, everybody won't be doing the same thing at the same time, because it depends on your terrain, how much toxins do you have, how well does your immune system function, did you or did you not take the shot, you know, like that. But no, these are wicked people.
Yeah, you know, they got Faraday cages for your phones and stuff, but they also are making Faraday cages for your body now. I saw a commercial.
But if you're sitting there and they do the signal's in the air. It's not just through the phone. I mean, you're swimming in a sea of radiation, just like all those particles that they've got suspended in the air that you're breathing in and out, full of nanotech.
I'm just throwing something out there that might help
the metals that are in there.
Absolutely, and if you I was just throwing something out there that might help somebody, because you know, if you're wearing a Faraday, let's say a coverall and a Faraday flipping hat that covers your whole face and stuff, you're gonna get less radiation and whatnot. And that's weird, because some of these movies and stuff show us all living in spacesuits and stuff, and that could be what that means. You know, everybody's living in a Faraday cage because they don't want to be.
Well, the Chinese have whole maternity clotheslines that block radiation. Yeah. It's in embedded in the cloth. And that's why I'm saying it's a matter of the people that are awake and aware can defend themselves. The people that are too lazy to educate themselves and participate in their own lives, you know, they have a right to consume you, and that's what they will do. And they will use white people in America, man. You white people had better wake up, because all these brown people get in here, you won't be able to hide any more than the Indians were able to hide from the white men. And they are going to do to you worse than the whites did to the Indians. Say it again?
Yeah, but here, let me leave you at this, okay? So the WEF and the Davos Group and all these people and the guy in Canada, you know, Trudeau, and our buddy Biden.
Bunch of big jokes.
Yeah, man, they're all on with the entire model that's going on in China. So if you don't think that's the model they're going to go for here, I think we're just off the hook if we don't believe that. That's the model they're going to go for. Whether we accept it, whether we do something about it, whether we just sit here and let it happen, that remains to be seen. But I'll tell you what, right now it seems like this is a terrible thing to say, but I almost hope that a bunch of these people who took these jabs, that, you know, not the ones who didn't know better, but the ones who took them proudly and stuff, I almost hope that they're gone by the time this thing goes off, because this is just ridiculous. We've got too many PCs going on right now. And we got too many people who believe in the system.
Yeah, but we don't want to have anybody be gone. No disrespect to them, though. We want people to wake up and turn around. Remember where we were.
But some are not going to be able to.
I was the drug rep selling poison that was killing people. So if you'd have wished ill on me, I'd be dead instead of, hey, I saw the truth. I repented. I tried to make amends and build. That's the whole point. We've got to build, and we need these fellow Americans. The reason they poisoned them all with the shot.
Oh, absolutely, we do, but I don't see no reason.
They don't have anybody to fight.
Remember,
that's
I said
what they
PC.
Did to the Indians. 200 million went to 2 billion, and then you could come right on in the door. So, say it again.
These are politically correct people. These are people who, they love abortion.
But they're American.
No, I love every person that's alive.
Andy,
but if you can't reach them,
Andy,
they're going to be an enemy for you.
I would have aborted a baby if I'd have got pregnant at 16 years old. My mental capacity, my mental brain, my little brain was saying, well, I wouldn't want to have a baby and then have it being abused. And so I would kill it, have it ripped apart, ripped out of my womb, rather than have it having to worry in my mind whether it was being well taken care of or not. That's the kind of mental split that happens when you put your children in these schools. I was warped. I voted for Bill Clinton. He lied to me. He said that he wouldn't vote for NAFTA. The first thing he did was pass NAFTA with a lame duck Republican Congress. From that point on, I understood I couldn't trust him. But if you would have wished ill on me because I was a left libtard Bill Clinton supporter that sold drugs that killed my fellow men, you know, that doesn't work really well for us. We need these 300 million.
And
they got 300 million men they can throw at us and
well,
not
miss a beat. Let me explain myself then. Let me explain myself then, because you're talking about the 1990s. I'm talking about 2022. These people,
I'm talking about right now, these broken people are broken because of what we've done to them by putting them in school, by leaving the media on, and lying to them.
We don't have no time to fix them, Lauren. We don't have no time to fix them.
You don't have to fix them. The truth will fix them. Left libtards that couldn't buy baby formula for their babies, they don't need to be fixed anymore. They understand perfectly, and they're on their phone to their congressman saying, where the F is our formula? Why are you shipping it to the border? So those libtards, they're buying guns. They're getting wised up as they get mugged in the street by all the lovely illegals they're bringing in. So, well, no, but this is my point. The truth is the only thing that will turn anyone around. When the pain is significant enough, you will either alter your course or you will proceed through the pain to your death. And that is a free will choice, and we all get to make that. But we want to cheer our fellow men and women on and invite them back in to the fold, to repent and to come back into truth, the one truth, where up is up and down is down, and a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl, and those that are working are half productive fruit. Keep it all. There's no taxation of the fruit of a man's labor. That's not constitutional. It's all a lie.
That
but
revelation,
you're
though.
With a lie.
No. The revelation, though, is going to happen far too late because we have so many dumbed-down Americans in this country. Remember, there's 350 million. You're not just talking to the 2 million that might be listening right now. There's 300 million people. These people, they have no concept of what's going on, and they're going to get slammed.
We
sure could if we could get the truth to them. Yeah,
well, but that's the whole point. Yeah. We are getting the truth to them. You know, sticking republicbroadcasting.org, you know, on a business card and handing them out to people. I mean, I started writing.
I put it on paper.
And I just made photocopies because it was too much trouble to keep stopping and writing. That's what I'm saying. We are winning because look what's happening. The question is, though, will we turn the ship in time? It's a big old ship. And they've had a lot of time.
Yeah, but we got to do it before it's too late.
Well, but the simplest way to do it
doesn't matter. They're
going to
keep turning it up.
Well, the simplest way to do it, though, is that we each can take control of what we control in our own lives. We, as the sitting king, can control where our energy goes, where our children are, and what we pay attention to in terms of media and cell phones. I have a TV. I've had TV for 20 years. It's just never on. And if it is on, it's off at night, and it's screen stuff, it's movies, DVDs, or those series, you know, Perry Mason,
old school.
A whole lot of TV. I can't even rattle it off. But, I mean, for us, the Brady Bunch is a little racy. Because kids lying to their moms and dads, we don't look at that as funny. You know what I mean? It loosens you up.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Partridge Family. You know, the sneaking around, the being nasty. you know. They have to teach you to be nasty to your brothers and sisters. My children are not nasty to each other. They're supportive. They're constructive. They're builders. They just, you know, they know that's their team. You don't cripple your team. You don't handicap your team. Just like you don't shoot your kid in the head with a 22, well, you don't shoot them up with vaccines either. But if you didn't bother to learn, or if you're just listening to the crowd, going with the crowd, well, the crowd's going over the cliff. That's what this is right now. So you are absolutely right, Andy. A lot of people are going to die in this. All I'm doing is trying to warn the ones who, even though they've known and listened to RBN all these years, have not made the moves they need to move in order to get through it. They're listening. They know. Yeah, but they're still going and not doing what they need to do. So I'm just trying to encourage those people. Make that move.
Well,
it's going to get so painful, you'll have to make it.
Yeah, but the people who have been preparing, the people who have been listening to RBN, the people, we're so far scattered out. I don't know anybody else. I've talked to a lot of people here in Lubbock, Texas, and nobody even knows what RBN is. And so I give them a little piece of paper. I cut up pieces of paper and hand them a phone number, RBN listening line, and RBN.org. Or RepublicBroadcasting.org or whatever. I'll hand that stuff to them. So I have no idea how many people are even aware of what's going on. My own friends that I associate with for across the street and stuff, and there's several of them because it's a little pool hall and a lot of people show up. And, you know, I talk to these people all the time, and it's like, stop that stuff. Just throw some music on because I always bring my little boom box over, you know?
Have you noticed more interest in what's going on now that the gas is $4 or $5 a gallon?
No. No.
Really?
These people think this too will pass. That's my impression of it.
Oh my goodness gracious. This is my point. Listen, Andy, it will pass and they'll pass with it. Hey, those that don't get it, you're gonna get it.
Yeah. No, this is the big one. This isn't the one they're going to turn back around. The only way we turn it back around is if we stand up tall enough to do it. I mean, Sri Lanka did it. Kyrgyzstan did it. We don't know what the state of their lives are now because I'm sure everything is shut down. So they might be in cannibalism at some point. Who knows? But these people said, you know, enough's enough. And they went after everything that was, you know, important. I mean, they burning down people's houses that were in charge that let this happen. No fuel, no fertilizer, no way to plant their crops. All this.
That's where the zombie horde comes in. But the zombie horde, they're after the people who did it to them. Which is a nice change.
Yeah, but they're going to still get hungry if they can't get to them.
Well, I didn't say they were going to make it. I just said it's nice to see them focusing their rage on the people that starved them.
Exactly.
You, you will not make it. Many people will die. The people that we are spread out across the nation, we will help in the areas that we are as best we can. That's our nature. But what I'm saying to the people that have listened to Republic, have you donated $10 a month? Have you donated? Do you have cable TV? Do you go out to eat? Do you go to the movies? Do you go play golf?
You can get
$10 a month if you're listening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Starbucks. Yeah. There you go. How much is it for a cup of coffee now? And they're a bunch of greedy weenie freaks. I mean, you know, how much
free
stuff?
I haven't been to Starbucks forever.
Well, there you go. And it's like Target with their padded underwear so that you can hide your breasts or your genitals if you're a male. And the special underwear, they lost a bunch of money in the last couple of weeks. Well, good.
Yeah,
has to stop. Our money and our energy is the weapon. That is the tool. Nobody controls your energy but you. Where you put your child is up to you. Where you put your money and who you shop with is up to you. And if you start building your local community, your local electrician, your local plumber, your local farmer, and just, hey, let's all get together. You be the one, the instigator, to say, hey, let's network together. I'll refer people to you. You refer people to me. We'll swap services. You know, you don't need pieces of paper to exchange your labor. Now, it does make it more convenient, but it's not necessary. Yeah. And in the end, the only real thing is what your labor created. So if you're sleeping all day, all you created was hot air. So the bottom line is we have to change what we're doing with our time. You are what you do every day, and Americans are sitting around doing a lot of things that are useless, that will not feed you, and you will starve to death in 3 weeks, and that's how it is. That's the truth. You will dehydrate.
One last thing there, Lauren, because we're coming up at the end of your show. I didn't expect to be on here this long, but here's the last thing I want to say.
Yeah, this is fun. Thank you for writing.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be writing. Hey, but here, people, just realize that there is a God, and because you can't find any other reason for being here other than somebody created you. You have these weird thoughts that no other animal or anything on this planet has, and you can think so deeply, and you do so much. There is a God, okay, people? And it doesn't matter what you do. As long as you're doing what he wants you to do, you're going to be alive after this life. But if you're just a pod, if you're just somebody just rotating through life who's never even tried to discover it, and I'll say this, the one thing I think about life is, what the meaning of life is to figure out what the meaning of life is. And many of us have figured out what the meaning of life is, and it's to do the work of God. So, and or the creator, however you want to put it. I'm not biblical, I'm not anything, but there is a creator, and the work to be done is what he's got you here for right now, and everybody should step up to the plate. That's what I got for you.
There you go. And it's whatever you love, people, whatever you've loved when you were a child, you can make a living out of it. Think about what it is that you want to do with your time that makes more, that builds. We're here to love and to be loved, and we're here to live. Everything that you do to live is the exact opposite of what they're doing. Evil.
Absolutely.
So we're
I love you, sweetheart.
I appreciate your time. I value, you know, this precious hour. Please contribute. If you have not contributed before, $10 a month. Put it on a credit card. You will not even notice it. And it is so important. We have to support our own. So we'll see you next week. And that's it for Revelation Revolution.
Oh yeah, you either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job at work or you're gonna go to jail. Last time I wish we didn't think like that. Yeah, why they gotta be all white or all black?
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.